school of winds and winds of this off the elements and it's raining on charades.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of Radio Charades. That's right, a second session of role play for you all. Ooh, it's ruddy mysterious. We are back in special mode, aren't we, Toves?
Yes.
Toves is just having his usual pre-episode belch.
That's right, I was stifling it, yep.
We are here with the good Alad Parry.
Greetings.
Who will be playing the role.
I have returned.
He has returned.
Father of the podcast.
Yeah.
And player extraordinaire.
Player of games.
Back doing some role play. We're going to get straight into it, but I'm going to put a warning. This is a special episode of Radio Charades, which means I'm going to make less effort in the edit. And there might be some swearies that slip through, Toby. I'm looking at you.
Oh.
Are you going to be doing some swearing today?
Potty mouth frost.
Maybe.
Yeah, he's disgusting.
It'll all be in the name of art.
Yeah, in the name of art. Yes, so it's a special episode. You don't have to listen to it, but also it does mean that you can go straight to it if you're dead keen on us role-playing. I listened to another role-play podcast the other day.
Was it good?
And it was a delight. The most delightful thing about it was how it was basically just a bunch of friends being silly. Yeah. And I just thought, oh, right, we're not doing anything wrong then. That's clearly what we're supposed to do.
That's exactly what it's supposed to happen.
It's funny you mention that, because Alad and I were talking about this just on the way here, that you realise that everybody's roleplay session is completely improvised and shambolic and a mess.
What?
Apparently.
Apart from yours.
Obviously, which is like fine drama.
So tell us what's the happy haps then, Tobes.
Okay, it has been 3 weeks since your exciting adventures.
Now, is this going to be, just so we're clear,
yeah.
I am going to be portraying Elbizzle the Grand,
yes.
Master Wizard.
And I am Bruce the Mighty, slash Embiggened.
So I thought that was actually your
job. Is that the full title?
Well, it depends on who I'm talking to.
You are a slash Embiggened.
Slash Embiggened, yes.
Is there good money in it? Cool.
Okay.
And is this another pre-written effort type?
This is not. This is an attempt by me to craft drama.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
This is a Toby Frost original. This is going to be worth money once we kill you. I mean, once you're dead. I mean, later.
Yes.
Okay,
this is a rare foray into the dramatic arts for me.
Yes.
I hope this isn't going to scare everyone away from your new book.
No.
Well, this is the quality.
Imagine this is the kind of venting of the rubbish before the real art, okay, which you have to pay for, begins.
Part of the editing process, these are the bits we edited out.
This is the rubbish stuff, okay. Yeah. My note's incredibly badly spelt as well, so, yeah.
I'm just going to... Just need to get into roleplay mode, just get into character mode. Just going to roll a couple of these dice, just...
Right.
That's a one got rid of
Can
already.
Can you describe your dice there?
They're bilious. They're bilious. They're the same ones I was using last time, so the people already know what my dice look like.
Right. They look like they've been rolled in curry.
They are the best of the opal fruits mashed together.
Delightful.
Yeah.
And Alad's dice look like...
He can read them this time.
Yeah, frozen flesh.
They've got a much better contrast ratio.
Do you know what colour they are? Because last time you couldn't do colours.
Well, there was some pink and some blue in them.
Are they puce?
There are so many hues.
Yeah. These are the dice that I bought to play Arlia many years
ago.
Did
you?
Yeah.
They're sort of halfway bone, halfway flesh, halfway pearlescent.
I think they're quite nice.
So that marble made of skin. Yeah, they're lovely. And I've got the cheap dice that came from the box.
Oh.
Yeah.
And no doubt you'll be borrowing ours during the session.
Almost certainly, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I am ready.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah, don't get your hopes up.
Do we need to level up our characters?
Yes.
Should we have to do that before we start?
I guess you do.
Yeah, probably.
It's easy. It's
How do we back. Do that? It's all on the back. So it says here, a wizard, second level.
That
may know.
You, yeah.
Nice. I get five prepared spells.
You look like right.
Three.
You're about to order a Pizza Express, actually.
It's very similar.
Mm. Yeah.
I've got three spell slots per first level spell. Where should I put that, I wonder? Spell slots. Two. I'm just going to cross that word out and put three.
Okay.
Well, I now have an action surge.
Is that good?
Yeah.
It means I can take an extra action once per short rest.
So basically per encounter, right?
So I could basically attack twice or move twice or something.
Nice.
That's pretty handy.
Yeah.
And I've got some other things.
You get some more hit points. So I need to roll hit a D10. Points.
Wow, that's good.
And then add two to it. You also probably be plus 1d4.
All right, I get it. You get a d10, I get a d4. Yeah. I got d6.
Yeah, I'm in your face. Oh, cool. I'm thinking all the addition to our wizards were less.
Now, if I roll strong. A 1, types.
You've got 90.
It's a 9.
That's a 9.
It's rather 9.
If I roll a 1 here, types, are you gonna let me re-roll it? I'm just asking. For a friend. I'm just
possibly,
asking.
Yes.
No, it's fine. 1.
We roll it.
So that means I've got
23.
That's a spirit.
23 hit points now.
Do you get a plus based on your constitution?
Yes.
So that's not 3, that's 5.
Nice.
So I've got 13 hit points maximum. That's nice. I can take more than 2 arrows to the face. I've got an evocation savant. Oh, right, I say. So if I do want to learn a new evocation spell by copying it into my spellbook, it takes half the time and gold. Wow, that sounds fun. When you
this is why you love wizards.
I love wizards. Oh man, when do I get to steal things? When you cast an evocation spell that affects what isn't it? Oh my goodness, that affects other creatures that I can see. You can choose a number of them equal to 1 plus the spell level. Chosen creatures automatically succeed their saving throws against the spell. And they take no damage if they would normally take half damage.
I'd just like to reassure any listeners, right. I don't understand this either.
So basically, if I had a spell that was going to hurt people, I could make it not hurt them.
Yeah.
Lovely. Evocation. What kind of spells
so are evocation? So you can rubbish yourself.
It'll be in the spell descriptor.
Give me a
fireball.
Vibe. Fireball, lightning.
Yeah.
Cone of cold.
Cone of cold. Yeah.
Just in case.
If you've got that. I don't know if you do.
All right.
I don't know.
We'll have a couple of drinks, Alex. Come on, calm down.
Yeah, this. Yeah. Non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah.
I suppose my head.
Right. And I think that's all that happens.
Yeah. Pretty easy at low levels.
Okay. That's...
So the whole spellbook thing that I had.
Yeah.
Each time you gain a wizard level, you can add 2 wizard spells of your choice to your spellbook. Chosen from the wizard spell list. So where's...
The wizard spell list is in the book.
Right, so I don't actually have access to every single spell.
No.
So I wonder if I should have been using the ones that I did last time. Oh, here they are. Oh, they're on my character ship. Sheep. Ship. Sheep. So Toby at some point might let me have 2 new spells.
Yeah, I think you can just choose them.
Of my choice.
Yeah.
And that I have to copy them or something.
Lunar. No, I think you just get them for 3 if they're bonus ones for another level. Maybe.
Add them to my spell if you can spare the time to decipher and copy it.
Oh, okay.
For each spell, it takes 2 hours and requires 50 gold pieces. These are rules I've never seen before, this being the first wizard I've ever bothered playing with, as well as the fine inks you need. Right, well, I don't need to worry about that too much then.
No.
But I'll have a look at the list for first level spells whilst Toby's preparing his...
Mage armor's pretty good.
Toby, are you a DM or are you a GM?
I will accept both, actually.
Gosh.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I've often thought you were genetically modified.
Dungeon. Dungeon. Dungeon Master, go!
That's me. Yeah, I am. I am a GM crop. That would explain a lot.
What have you been altered to do that you couldn't do before?
I feel that it probably draws up more questions than it solves, really.
Right. Tell us your story, Games Master. We're not afraid.
Well, hang on. Owen's still doing
the
thing.
I'm not. The thing I'm doing is waiting for you.
Oh, we see. All right. Well, let's get cracking then.
You're up.
All right, it has been several weeks since you delve deep into the lost mines of Fandadelva, and slew the Goblin Menace.
And Hobgoblin Menace.
Mm, it was it was a tough battle.
It was.
Yes, in rest. That you did that too. Yeah, that that gesture you did very well.
Allard mimes archery. I presume that's what that is.
Or I was inviting someone to a dance.
That was some very florid archery. You want to sort that out in case you go dancing and shoot somebody.
I'm just like Jim Murena in the archers. Adventures.
Yeah. They're very similar. Very similar things. So it's been several weeks since your exciting adventure, and you've been enjoying the luxury of going up a level ever since. I'm not quite... That's what happens when you go up a level. I'm not quite sure going up a level entails, but I should think you probably just sort of lie around for a while. And,
until you get better.
Until you get better.
Do we have to build a little cocoon? Come out of it as a magical high elf.
I just think you sort of sit back and smoke a couple of fags and have a little sleep, but I'm not sure. Yeah, you might come out of some magical house. You have received a letter from an old comrade in the town of High Point, asking you to come immediately. This is an old acquaintance called Gunther, who runs a bar in the town.
That's one of Bruce's. Acquaintances,
You can tell we are no longer in a pre-prepared adventure because the names and places are easily understandable.
Yes, there will be lots of easy to pronounce names because that's...
Was it Gunther?
Yes. He is the barkeep or the owner of a bar called the Gauntlet in the town of High Point.
Gunther's Gauntlet.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yes, which has always been popular with adventurers. He hasn't given you much in the way of details, but has asked you to come quickly. Shall we begin with you arriving in the town?
Yeah.
Oh, well, all right. Well, in that case, you've caught the ship down the coast and arrived. We are in a, well, not in a consignment of spice, because that'd be a rather unpleasant journey, but on a ship carrying commandment of spice. And you arrive at the port. It has been 3 years since you last saw the town of High Point. Your first impression as your ship approaches is the silhouette of the Duke's mighty castle, perched at the summit of the cliff as if chiselled out of the rocks. Below it, thousands of houses swarm over the peninsula, from the grand mansions at the summit to the grim hovels that cluster around the water's edge. As the ship comes into dock, however, you are surprised to see the waterside less busy than you had expected. Only a few stevedores are working, even though there are plenty of vessels in the harbour. A handful of fishermen are unloading their catch, and there seem to be even less guards walking the walls than you recall. It's as though you came for a party but turned up during a funeral. You are standing on the dock. Something bad is in the air.
So a smell?
Just a sense.
Oh, a sense. But it probably does. Foreboding.
I should think it smells of fish.
What is a stevedore?
It's a dude who unloads stuff at a port, I reckon.
Okay.
Yeah. They're always at the docks.
I assumed it was something like that.
Right. When we were on the ship,
yes,
did I have time to get my extra spells copied into my book for going up a level?
Yes, you did.
Lovely.
You certainly did.
We're going to take her.
Well, I don't know, but I just wanted to... I thought I'd clarify that before I wasted any time reading any spell descriptions.
That makes sense to me. Yeah. That's kind of logical progression, I think.
Good. Well, let's make sure we get our money for protecting this spice.
Yeah.
Yep.
And get...
Let's find the captain.
Let's get paid, yo.
All right. Yeah. Yep. The captain is happy to pay you.
Good. Man of his word.
Sorry.
Yep.
How much does he give us?
Ooh, crikey.
All of it.
Yeah.
He better give us all of it. I should expect there's a sweet bonus before fending off those pirates too. Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Those pirates.
And that dragon.
That wasn't a dragon, that was a sea monster.
Oh.
That was no sea monster.
It was a very small sea monster. Yes. We can imagine that. And
great. Well, moneyed up.
Yeah.
Obvious destination is the pub.
Okay.
It is good to be back in High Point.
Yes.
Is it though, Bruce?
These are my people.
Yes, Bruce. Well, that's why you enjoy it.
These people know me and they respect me. They treat me, well, not as their king, because
Well, they've got all those songs back. About you, haven't they?
Yes, Bruce the Mighty. Those
terrible, terrible songs.
Yes. Ah, good times. Hopefully they'll sing many of them tonight.
Do you want to take a perception check?
Oh, I've got some.
Fingers crossed.
Have you had...
Well, do you want us to use our passive perception?
Because that's something you could have written down, and then every time you thought,
yep, do they I'll do that. That? Have you got that?
Mine is 13.
13, yep.
13 as well. 13. It's wife of the podcast.
Yo, Jem.
Hello.
Hi.
Sorry, it's a bit loud.
Yeah, that's fine. You can be here. You live here, remember? But you do have to play a character every time you enter the room.
Yeah.
We're just at the docks at the minute.
Yeah.
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 Be like City Watch.
You're passing Stevedore.
Alan has just learned to word.
I feel less
stupid
asking what's
a Stevedore. Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
It's a geezer, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a geezer, isn't it? I'm going to
put it wrong. Like, I mean, is it a little bit like a roustabout?
Yeah, it's much like a roustabout. Yeah.
Bloody magic. People who did classics at school.
Oh, yeah.
With your fancy words.
Nero, he was full of roustabout Stevedores. Yeah.
Actually, Stevedore's quite plausible as a gladiatorial name. You know, as a type of gladiator.
Yes, actually.
Oh, well, he's one of the Stevedores.
He's a Stevedorius.
Yeah. Hmm.
Or possibly actually a dinosaur with little spikes on.
Okay. Bye, Jan.
Bye, Jan.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that was funny. She looked really embarrassed. Be good if she ever listens to this.
She's real, by the way. Right, yes. Perception checks.
I was just telling you.
I'm going to use my passive one.
Do I roll this or do you?
No. So passive perception means that if somebody's trying to do something stealthy,
yeah,
you might make a roll.
Yeah.
Or we're not paying attention.
Or we're not paying attention. You just think, is that something these guys would notice if they weren't really looking for it?
Yeah.
Whereas if we're specifically saying, is there anybody shifty around? Then we would roll on our perception check.
Yeah. But you can roll to oppose our perception.
Okay. And
so if it's somebody doing something deliberate to try and outwit us, then good luck to them.
Well, it seems fairly reasonable. It's a little bit quiet today, but that's about it. Everything seems okay. There's not a lot going on apart from the gulls and a few.
It's always been a dull, dull place. I never felt the word high was appropriate. Let's find our way to
the
your
Gauntlet.
Vaguely tolerable tavern.
Okay. You head inland through winding, strangely empty streets towards the pub that every visitor sooner or later visits, the Gauntlet. You arrive in the street outside, which is completely and utterly deserted. It's quite a sort of narrow, high street, really, of fairly standard half-timbered houses.
Uh-huh.
You're standing out. It is daytime, I should point out.
That's never stopped the tavern before.
True.
It does. Is it just me, or does it seem strangely quiet around here?
I should point out, it isn't deserted. You do see people about in the streets, but...
They're your people. I don't know. If it was an elven city, I would say not. But you humans do like to rack 'em and snack 'em, don't you?
Yeah. It's good. It's nice.
Is it, though?
People pushed up against you.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that good?
It's good.
Is it?
Yeah.
But they're human people as well.
Yeah.
Okay. As long as you're happy about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, I'm going to go to the door.
Good plan. Okay. All right, you knock on the door and... nobody answers, but it's clear. The door is slightly ajar and it swings open.
Okay, I shall push it open properly. Okay.
Did you knock on the door of a pub?
Apparently I did.
Oh, yeah.
Knock, knock, knock.
Bruce, remember who you are. You knock at no door. Yeah. All doors yield to Bruce the Mighty.
My boot will push the door open.
Kick the door open, goddammit. Yes, that's the plan. Amazed direction to remember how we enter a pub. So, what happens now?
You always have to...
Bruce is not used to doing it without somebody on the loop next to him. playing him in.
I'm here, everyone.
There is
Bruce. Stand back.
Yes. Okay. The inside of the pub is fairly dark, wide, and empty. It smells of ashes and last night's beer. As you are looking in, a big man hurries into view from behind the bar, from around the corner behind the bar. He is in his mid-40s, bald, with a beer gut and a thick, muscular body. Below the elbow, his left arm is covered by a metal glove. A gauntlet.
Clever.
Hey, you remember... Yeah.
I wonder if he did that just after he had the pub or before he had the pub.
Well, funnily enough, remember him mentioning that this was a contraption given to him by the dwarves in appreciation for his service in their wars against the orcs many years ago. It is said that there is no hand inside. This is Gunther the proprietor.
Ah, right.
So he sees him and says, "Hello, come in, my friends, come in."
Oh, Gunther, it is good to see you again.
There are voices.
There are voices.
Yeah.
Oh, Bruce, fantastic. Good to see you. And
you remember my friend El Bizzle the Mighty.
Oh, hell, I'm confused. Yes, it's El Bizzle the Mediocre.
The Grand.
Oh, the Grand.
The Grand. The Grand.
If it's too complicated, just El Bizzle is fine.
How are you guys, anyway?
Oh, we are very well. We have adventured wide and far.
Ah.
As the saying goes.
On a boat.
Excellent. Cool. Well, welcome back. I just wish things were a little bit nicer.
Yes. It does seem quieter here.
It is very, very quiet.
Is there anybody in the pub other than Gunther?
Yeah. It is, yeah. It is midday, so it's not quite ideal drinking time.
Well, whose pockets am I going to pick? No, wait. I can sit and read!
Read
quiet pub! Brilliant!
Yes. You can hang on this. Yep. Well, I'm glad you got my letter. You've come back at the wrong time.
Okay, we'll leave that.
Well, when would you like us to go? We can go away.
No, I mean the right time, but this is kind of like the wrong time because this is a bad time for the town. But it's a good time for me.
Ah.
High Point has gone to pieces. the mages are calling up, saying that there's a plague troubling us, but everybody knows what it really is. This city is cursed. It started several weeks ago. The Duke's son, Reginald, didn't wake up after a ball in the palace. Then other people started falling asleep. Now people are saying that the fifth of the city just will not wake up, no matter what, and the rest of us fear to close our eyes.
More perception tests. Lovely. It must be getting easier to spot things because there's nothing going on.
Okay. Yep, it is.
Sleep.
You can hear from below. You can hear a low banging sound, a dull thud.
Well, just hear more with me as well.
I guess kind of the both of you.
Room below, as in the cellars of the pub?
Yes.
It's probably a...
Big-ass rat.
Beer urchin? Is that a human thing?
beer urchin.
I know they like beer, and that lives downstairs.
Those are spontaneously generated, if enough beer is... ale urchin.
It's not concerning me, then.
Yeah. Okay, that's cool.
Flooding.
Fine.
Does he look well rested?
Not particularly. He looks bothered.
Yeah, but I'm
tired and bothered.
He does look tired. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. That's good. A fifth of the city.
Yeah.
You we estimate. Reckon.
Yeah.
And what is being done?
Well, the city watchers going a little bit crazy. They are watching people very suspiciously. And that's not all. There have been incidents, I'm told, of the dead rising. Until recently, I didn't believe a word of it. We've got priests and paladins doing, everything they can. But nothing seems to work. And
what you need is some low-level adventurers.
Well, I find that priests and paladins rely too much on their gods.
What? Except for Eric.
I believe. Oh, it's in the corner again. I believe in my sword and my bow. You've definitely got the right people for the job here.
Damn, Bruce, I am glad you are back.
Isn't that right, El Bizzle? This sounds like the sort of thing that we can sort out.
Absolutely, men of learning.
Well, you sound like the right guys for the job, which is why I sent a letter to you. I nearly sent emails.
I'm just sad that we're recording this in a non-visual media, because Alad is...
He's amazing, so invested. Isn't he? He's so good.
Oh, my God.
He's just...
Miss it.
The craft is strong with him.
If you notice dull thuds in the recording, it's probably Alad hitting tables and making stances.
It's astonishing. It's
a joy to
That's why I'm in my full leather armour.
Yeah.
I wonder why you come dressed to my flat.
It was
like
very
that.
Awkward driving over in it.
Is that hard work on the pedals?
Yeah, I can't really move my arms either.
Whereas I'm basically wearing a dressing gown.
Yeah, they're really good, these guys. Yeah. Right.
So now, what can you tell us of the rumours?
Well, there is something you could actually... There's something a little bit more pressing I was going to ask you. I wanted you to... I have a friend who knows somebody else, who knows somebody else who might have an answer to this. But I've got another problem I'd like you to look into more immediately. There is... Well,
is it a problem with the beer urchin?
Yeah, kind of the beer urchin. Last night, it was a busy house here. Two mercenaries got raging drunk. One said the other was, it's a long story. One said the other was a necromancer, and to cut a long story short, they pulled knives. One man was dead before I could even get out from behind the bar, and trust me, I dealt with the guy who killed him pretty damn quick. Nobody gets cut in my pub. But I needed to shift the bodies, and with the watch around at the moment, well, I can't have them knowing about that. They're a little bit paranoid about a guy carrying bodies out the back of a pub. So I kind of dumped them in the wine cellar. I was thinking I'd shift them this evening, but they're still kind of moving. Living people, well, I can handle them, but those things, I think I need some expert help.
Do you know anyone?
Well, priests and paladins are the first thing that come to mind, but I don't like to imply ignorance on a fella of your stature. You are physically grand, if not ennobled of the brain. So, let me be blunt. Are you certain that the gentlemen in question were dead?
Oh, well, because I mean, they could... very much hoping so, because they were not looking like in a good way.
Okay, so you would prefer that it was undead downstairs than dead, not quite dead, patrons who are now just angry. Tough choice.
You know, that is a little bit difficult.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have they responded to you when you've said words to them?
Only with the banging. I'm getting a lot of banging.
Oh, Gunter, you old dog. We are here to fix your wine cellar. Yeah. About this wine.
Uh-huh.
It's all human wine, right?
Yeah. Good stuff.
Okay, so nothing to worry about there.
Not like your elven wine.
Nothing that we're going to care if it gets broken. In the fracas, for example.
Well, I would rather you did not drown these guys in wine or something.
No. Just if something was to get broken.
Okay. Per se.
I'm just...
Yeah, once he starts flinging his spells around, you never know where they're going to go.
Okay. Let's go and have a look at the entrance to this cellar of yours. Shall I bolt the main door for you?
Seeing Please do that, yes.
This side of the of I think the bar?
I could bolt the cellar door behind you.
That sounds ideal.
Yeah. Okay, when we come back, you'll know it's us because we'll talk to you.
Okay.
That'll be the clue.
I knew you were the guys.
Yeah.
It's fine. I can unbolt a door from the inside of a locked door. It's not a problem.
What?
I can unbolt a door.
Yeah.
Don't worry, this is top quality roleplay. Okay. I've not lapsed into thief. Mage hand, right? I can unbolt a door, no props.
Really? How does you can like reach around the back of a door or something?
I can do a reach around, yeah.
I had no idea you could do that. I thought you were just the kind of guy who drank elven wine. No.
That right? That too.
Right, okay.
And one often follows the other.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel better in mind next time when I lock you in a room.
Well, maybe. It depends how you've bolted the door, I guess. I'd have to look at the spell description, which may shock you to learn I haven't done.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
It'll be fine. We'll do it on the night. Right. Take us to the door. I've bolted the main pub door.
Okay. He leads you around the back of the bar, or rather around the wall that's at the back of the bar. There's a narrow corridor that leads to a large door, which leads. He opens it, and there's a set of stairs going down. They're fairly wide, just so you can get casks up and things like that, stone steps. They lead downwards. You can see that at the bottom of the steps, which is, you know, about 6 foot below ground, they immediately go right.
Okay. We'll continue.
Yeah, we'll go down the stairs. I'll get my
follow him, yeah.
I'm going to get my sword out.
Okay, he seems a little bit reluctant to actually lead the way.
Just point the way, Gunter, if it's bothering you.
He points the way. Okay, and you're going to go down to the bottom and have
a... Yeah, I'm going to get my sword out.
Okay, right, sword out.
Can't work anything out from the top of the stairs now, can
Okay, I? You're at the bottom of the stairs, and you're looking to the right into a large cellar. It's
quite... I was expecting another door.
I was expecting another door as well.
Oh, right. That's why I was so blasé about that.
Okay, yeah. You're looking into a large cellar. It is fairly dimly lit. There is, you know, there's a lantern probably, but you can't quite see where it is. There are sort of vaults. It's not enormous. By the looks of it, it's probably about 30 foot square, maybe slightly larger. I'm just drawing a picture.
There's a whiteboard behind you, and there's a whiteboard pen in front of you. Oh, wow. I don't know whether that's something that
that's
would float
amazing.
Your
boat. That's amazing. Okay, let's go. All right.
I don't like to get technical.
Proper nightmare here.
I mean, you can put it on the table if that's where you want to draw.
And the whiteboard?
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Right, so.
No, I prefer it on the paper.
Are you trying to get Toby to swear?
You just cannot appreciate my art. Okay.
No, nobody can, Toby.
This is probably true, including my
big room, isn't it?
Okay. Now, as far...
It's a well-stocked pub, isn't it? With all those squares.
It is well-equipped with squares. Yeah, it is. Well, these mercenaries and adventurers, they drink a hell of a lot.
DM... Can I have a little think on my way down? Because I'm well learned in this and that.
Yeah, you're going to do some learning.
I would like to, before we... I probably should have done it at the top of the stairs, but hey, I'll do it whilst I'm going down the stairs. I want to have a little bit of a think about what I know about the weaknesses that the undead have.
Okay.
Usually. I've got either some arcane understanding.
Yeah.
Or I guess some other stuff that I could look up.
Okay.
What do you think? Arcane? That's kind of
Yeah, it sounds
arcane,
pretty
right?
good. That sounds like kind of mystical kind of, business.
I'm asking what I might have found out from book learning rather than experience.
Fancy
so.
Book learning.
Yeah. Well, low is bad, so...
You scored a three, haven't you?
Have you got a little a circle next one?
I'm got advantage.
You've scored 2 threes.
That's a five.
Oh, you've scored five.
So I've got a total of... Of 10.
Okay, well you know from your study of books from the undead.
I've seen books.
Start at the front, work to the back.
Okay.
Yes, you know a reasonable small amount about the undead.
Right.
Yeah, not a vast quantity.
Maybe not actually encountered.
Probably about as much as I do.
Okay.
Okay.
Tidy.
Yep. So, let me just pull this amazing laser display scoreboard onto the table. Fire it up. These are the steps leading down.
Yeah.
This is where you are standing.
Yeah.
Okay.
You are looking down a
yeah, listening.
The vault, if you like. That's B. And that's E. Elb. These squares, actually I think there's probably about four of them, are large casks.
Okay.
They are bloody whopping things and are probably about 5 or 6 foot at their highest point, but obviously, if you imagine their barrels, they're slightly tapered under their side.
Yeah.
So they're probably full of booze and so on.
And they would have fit down the stairs. Is that what you're implying?
Another perception test. Oh! Who would like that one, actually? Hang on a minute.
You're in charge. You know you don't have to ever roll the dice if you don't want to.
Okay. You think you can see something at the far end which isn't quite the... You can see the stones of the wall at the far end, But there's some kind of interruption there. There might be a doorway or something like that.
El Bizarre. I think there might be something by the wall at the far end of the cellar.
Hang on. Okay, yeah. He's just grabbing the cellar.
Yeah, there's denizens, right?
Yeah, Dennis's. It's full of Dennis's. Okay, and you can hear scuffing noises, but you can't actually see anybody as yet.
Is the thumping still going on?
No. The light is somewhat poor.
So I can see without...
Yeah, you can see better.
I've got your elfy stuff, haven't you?
I've got my elf eyes. Yeah.
Okay, well, you can't see anyone actually walking around in here, but you can hear that they're probably somewhere around there.
Cool. I will rest a hand gently on Bruce's shoulder to imply that he should pause briefly.
Mm.
Okay.
I'm going to go into my pocket.
Yeah.
Very, very quietly. I mean, as quietly as a mage can. Not like properly quietly. Yeah. Not like a good character would. Yeah. But and I'm going to get a copper piece.
Yeah.
And I'm going to lull it as far down that bit between the casks that I can. And I'm hoping that it makes a good old noise when it gets to wherever it gets.
God, he's playing so much against type, throwing money away.
Yeah, that was good, right? It was only a copper piece.
Have an experience point for your amazing roleplay there.
Yes! Nailed it.
That was remarkable. Okay, good plan. Let's see.
Do you want me to do a roll for my amazing throw?
Yeah.
Oh, it's very good. It's 15 on the dice.
Probably add your dex to that as well.
Yeah, it's a quality throw, basically.
Wow, that's amazing, really.
So what I was hoping would get
to where I can... Do you want to chuck one of those books about the undead down there? The ones you aren't needing?
No. I guess I want it to land about where we can see comfortably.
Okay.
So maybe it's here.
Yeah, okay, about there. All right. It lands on the floor with a very satisfying ding. For his stone. Okay, two men shuffle in or wander into view. They don't look particularly decayed, but they are very clearly dead.
Okay.
They are both dressed in the manner of fairly low-ranking mercenaries of the sort you would find in pretty much every crappy town.
Yeah.
Sort of leathery armour and short swords and knives and that kind of business.
How far away are they?
Less than 15 foot?
Yes. But hang on, 30, it's about 30 foot square, so I'm going to say they're going to be about
20
foot. Yeah.
He keeps reading the spell description.
Do they look like they move quickly?
Very hard to say. At the moment, they are not moving quickly.
Bruce's shoulder is getting now tapped and pointed.
Yeah, so I'm going to lean my sword against the wall, and I'm going to get my bow out, and I'm going to shoot one with my bow.
All right.
And hopefully they don't get to me before I can pick up my sword again.
And I will be firing off some spells as well.
Okay. I'm going to put down the map.
Yeah. Because we all know what it looks like.
Well, I guess we can get a free attack in, and then we'll have initiative.
Exactly, my plan.
I'm thinking you've got the jump on these guys. Definitely. Yes. Yeah.
The shambling jump.
Okay.
Does that mean we have advantage? Because they don't know we're there.
That's the DM's decision, not mine.
I think I'm just going to say you get the first go.
Okay.
Yeah, that's quite
an advantage. Because they will be alerted to something by the sound of the coin.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
It's not where we are. Okay, I'm going to shoot off my arrow.
Okay, you fire.
Pew, pew.
Nice. That is a 24.
Bloody hell, I think you might have hit.
Right, so I have all that D8.
An unsuspecting zombie.
This is piercing damage, I don't know if that's important or
not. What are you running against in terms of...
AC.
AC, okay, cool.
If they've got an AC of 24, yes. We're already dead.
Okay, that's good, we're okay. Yeah, you don't. Well done.
They're all wearing apparatus of quality shit and just striding back and forward in the cellar.
Well, I was thinking that kind of armor in Fallout, and a sort that has to have an engine. Right. And you have done?
I do 6 points of piercing damage.
Okay.
I'm saying piercing because I know that might be an important thing against zombies.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have done 8. Okay, that's pretty good. Yep, I am impressed by this.
Any gauge on how much he can take just by... I want to have a vague...
It's okay.
Do I get a gauge of that?
It knocks him stumbling. Yeah. It knocks him stumbling into a, you know, against a cask which wobbles alarmingly.
So I know how tough he is, and I'm trying to gauge my spells to these creatures. Obviously,
he's pretty.
I don't want to shoot my load too early. Is what I'm trying to say.
Well said. Yes.
I think maybe a mighty ray of frost.
Well, yeah. Well, it's either that, isn't it? Because that's a nice little one. Yeah, let's kick it. Let's kick it. Old school. Yeah,
kick it old school. Okay, right.
Which I'll just have to look up again because.
Okay.
That's a thing. I believe I roll a dice. And then there's some shenanigans that happens, and then people die.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds reasonable. I believe that's how the game works.
My worry is, with my limited knowledge of the undead, do the undead feel cold? That's what's playing in the back of El Bizzle's mind right now.
Yes, good
and
question.
Should I be stepping up and hitting them with some good old-fashioned flames?
I think that depends actually a little bit on the spell description, because my feeling is that the cold will actually just damage them rather than cause them pain.
Well, it's magical anyway.
Yeah.
So... Da-da-da-da-da.
Why?
Instantaneous, one action. Make a ranged spell attack. So that's this dice. It's not very good. And I get some pluses, don't I?
Yeah, so you get your proficiency bonus and your dex bonus on it.
So that's like plus four. And don't get any bonuses from... Hang on. Your attack bonus when you make a spell is +5.
No, oh, okay.
Says there. Because of my intelligence. Oh, I see. It's a special ability, that is. So that's a useful number there.
So you've got 13 then.
So that's a... What? Yes. 13. Alad is right. My roll is 13 to these zombies who are unaware that I'm there.
Okay.
What's their AC?
This is 14.
Oh, 10 pence short.
Swing and a miss.
Okay.
Got it.
Right.
Right. Well, they are both now well aware that you are there, so they're going to rush you.
Why? Should we roll some initiative?
Why? What's alerted them?
I didn't shoot nobody.
Okay, initiative, right. Oof. What am I rolling for initiative?
D20.
Yeah.
Plus your initiative bonus.
Plus my initiative bonus, okay, which is going to be... Okay.
That's good.
I've got 14.
First for the rest of my life.
I've got 30.
I got a natural 20, so that's 22 on the initiative.
Okay, so you get a thingy, don't you?
A go.
Who's first?
A go.
I'm going to attempt the same thing. I'm going to style it out so it looks like it's actually the same incantation.
Okay, yeah.
So Bruce doesn't work out that I fucked.
So you don't like a form. Okay.
Right, that's now 16.
Okay, well, I like that. So you've done, does that attack both of them or just one of them?
No, it's just one.
Okay, only you're going to go for man with arrow or man with no arrow?
I think the man with the arrow has been slowed a bit already, so I'm going to go for the other guy.
Okay, so
it's 5 points of cold damage and its speed is reduced by 10 foot until the start of my next turn.
Okay, that's pretty good. So if his speed is reduced by 10 foot,
he may not
get to you. Okay, that's good. Right, well done.
And the other guy can get to Bruce.
All right. Can I check who is at the front?
It's very clear on the picture.
Just checking the laser display scoreboard here. Yes, Bruce.
I've been bravely pushed to the front.
Pushed in the front. Yeah.
Well done, Bruce.
Yeah.
Okay, so you are going to be fighting Undead Mercenary 1.
Oh, they've got a big movement, haven't they?
30 foot for a zombie. That's good.
Is it?
Well, 20 he's an angry dead guy.
He's an angry dead guy. Yeah. I keep using the Z word, and that hasn't been established yet, has it? So.
No. General purpose revenant or whatever one has.
GPR?
That's the fella, GPR. Yeah, he's got GPR. Classic. Yes. Well, the fact is, he hasn't been dead very long, so he's probably he's quite nifty.
You're in charge. You don't have to justify yourself to Alex.
No, that is... I'm not to you. I just ignore him.
Oh, okay.
Nobody told me they were fast zombies.
If I'd known that, I would have gone for Birmingham.
Oh, crap, it's Danny Boyle.
Action.
Yeah, so in he comes. And, melee. So he's got its dexterity. Strength.
What will he be using?
He'll be using a short sword.
Well, he has actually drawn a sword. Okay, yes. So he's got some sentience.
Yeah. Yes, he has. He's surprisingly brainy. So he has got a sword, and he has got his strength, isn't it?
Sword is usually strength.
Yeah. Or dex. He uses dex either as well, depending which.
If it's a finesse weapon.
With a short sword, it's a finesse weapon.
Okay.
Was it what type of sword is it?
Is it a short sword? Melee weapons range plus.
It's probably got it written into the description how much you plus for a melee attack.
Strength 0, dex plus 2.
So yeah. You're probably plusing 2 to your roll.
Okay, that works.
Because it's a short sword and it's a finesse doofer.
Okay, the finesse bit threw me. Yeah. Okay.
Just get a low number, it's fine.
15.
That's not low enough.
That's not a hit. 17, okay, here's Miss Wildly.
It's
not low enough.
Oh, he's hit you.
You're thinking of second edition all of a sudden.
Oh, damn it, Thacko.
I was asking you to get a low roll so you wouldn't hit him.
Oh, I see. Well,
you got a high roll, so you did hit him.
Okay, well, I've done awfully well. So 15, and the short sword does 1d6 plus 2 melee damage.
You don't roll the d20 for that.
Jeepers. Oh, dear. It does 5 damage.
It's a good thing I've got all those extra hit points.
Yeah.
Yes, that is rather fortunate.
I have 18 now.
You have 18 hit points. Right. Okay, yeah. Right.
Well, you can take another hit like that, and you'll still be better than me.
So,
that's his turn, so I guess it's Bruce's.
Yes, right. It's boosted him.
I shall drop my bow, and I shall pick up my great sword, which is next to me as a bonus action.
It's quite a good sword.
Yeah,
it's great. Right.
And then as I pick it up, I shall swing it underhand towards the undead thingy.
Cool.
Man.
That's cool, yep. Basically, you're attacking him.
Yeah. Yeah, but I've got reversed hilt holding of it.
Okay.
So it's pointing down rather than up.
Okay, that's good. I'm happy about that.
17.
Okay, and you're, armor class 14, so yes, you've hit.
So I do 3, 6, 8 points of damage.
8 points of damage. Ooh, and he was...
He was the arrow man.
That
was the arrow man, because the other guy's slowed, remember?
Yeah.
So he didn't quite make it this far.
Okay, so he is in a bad way. You have carved him nastily through the midriff. He's just about stumbling around, but he's you know...
I'll tell you what...
On the way out again.
He's not looking well.
At this point, I might use my action surge to attack again.
Do it!
But then I'll miss.
It's because you didn't describe it.
I overswung with my sword.
Did you?
That's probably it.
You haven't thought you were going to do that second thing.
Yeah.
No. I see that's what happens. Right. Okay. So, who are we with now?
Are we initiativing?
Well, yes, we are, because our second man is just running up, isn't he?
Yeah, so. He's slightly behind.
Okay. So, to initiative. Right. Mighty dudes.
Right, the initiative order. So this is a suggestion that was made by one of our listeners. Was that you don't need to roll initiative every round. I kind of like rolling initiative every round.
Yeah.
In theory, it stays the same round to round.
Did one of our listeners actually suggest that?
Chris.
Hats off to Chris for actually, being that.
I mean, listening to the episode.
Yeah, I mean, that was quite a long way into the episode,
right?
That was like 20 minutes or something when it actually came up.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Chris. If you're listening this far, blimey. Yeah. So, okay, do we want to keep rolling initiative?
I don't mind.
I don't mind.
I think
you're
we will
the DM.
Let's keep rolling initiative.
Can I make a plea to the DM then, if we are re-rolling initiative every round? That because I got a critical 20, I'm going to go first every round in this combat. Not forever, in this combat. Because I got a 20.
But you
and
can certainly
a real waste of a 20 otherwise.
You can definitely go around. I tell you what, you can go first this next coming round. I think that's
okay,
fairly
fine. Cool.
So Owen is by definition
and
first.
I've got 20 as well, but a non-natural one.
Right.
You've got an unnatural, weird, freakish 20.
Yeah.
Okay, well, heavily injured guy is not doing well because he's got 5, because he's quite badly hurt. And less injured guy has got 11. So I think, to you.
El Bizzle to you.
El Bizzle.
Well, Bruce has definitely got this in hand.
Yeah.
And this guy's closing fast. But then El Bizzle can deal with him as well. So I'm going to go another ray of frost on the...
Slow dude.
Oh, or Shall I kill the guy in front of you? No, I'll get the guy over there. I'll get the guy that's further away. Okay,
because he's near. I mean, he will be.
He'll be with us anyway.
Yeah, in this turn, I should think. Yeah.
But I can
do. So if you hit him now, I don't think he'll reach you, but if you do hit him.
Oh, even better.
But if you don't hit
him. I'll definitely go for the guy further away then, because then he won't get the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I assume they're cumulative.
Ugh, no, they're not cumulative.
Okay, well, it looks
like... But I failed anyway, so it's not cumulative. No, that effect is gone now.
Okay, cool, right.
So I totally failed it.
So next up, I think, would be Bruce.
Yeah. Right, Bruce will carry on with his swing, and he will try to bring it back down on top of the... reversing his grip on his sword as he does so.
Nice.
Bring it down properly.
Nice, very nice, yes.
Do that. With overhand slice. That is... 18.
Oh, you've most certainly beaten his armor class there.
That is 6, 10, 12 points of damage.
12 points of damage. Well, you have...
I would have killed myself at first level with that attack.
Why? Would you have swung too hard and just sort of chopped your own leg off?
I've got 12, I had 12 hit points at first level.
Oh, I see. Right, okay. So if you'd been fighting yourself several weeks ago...
Yeah.
Give me a minute to digest that. The upshot of this is you've killed him.
Yay!
Or rather destroyed him.
Killed
him again?
Undeaded?
Undeaded? He's proper deaded.
He's back.
I think I might have chopped him in half with that roll.
I think given the damage you did to him originally, yes, you have carved a mighty swathe through him, actually. Nice. Yes, probably from, probably straight through the neck, I should think, there. So, yes, he hits the ground pretty hard.
It's a proper Fallout sort of finishing move. Their arms are... exploded off.
Well, his head hasn't flown off and bounced off the ceiling, but let's just imagine.
Let's just go with the way Toby described it.
Yeah, I thought my first one was quite good.
Yeah,
because that's what happens if you shoot people in Fallout. Their heads just fly off. Just what happens. Guns do it. Okay, so our second chap is going to run in, and he is going to attack. Well, I think it's going to be you again, Bruce.
Oh, what?
Sorry, but you are mighty.
You're a prominent target, because you're an idiot. I mean, because you're easily pushed in front of people.
That's right. Why the elves? Mm. So once again, we're dealing with dexterity. Yep. Okay. Cool. Let's see what we've got. We've got 13, which I think is a hit.
15 AC.
I'm 14.
There you go.
It's a hit.
It's a hit.
Because you're using a finesse weapon with a plus two dex.
Yeah, and we've got D6 plus two. Short sword. 5.
I've only got 13 hit points left.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget that you've got wind.
I do have a second wind.
What happens when you perform a second wind?
I feel better.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yep.
So I think that's the turn finish, isn't it?
That's the round.
There's only 3 combatants left.
Combatants.
Incompetents.
Combatants, I thank you.
Yes, so I think we're going to roll for initiative. Because
including me.
Yes, including you.
You're the worst.
21.
I'm last.
Okay, so I think, Bruce, over to you.
Well, Bruce does not like the look of this person who's wound up in front of him.
Okay.
Because he just stabbed him in the stomach. Right. So Bruce is going to try and chop his head off.
Nice work, Bruce. You do that.
21.
That's pretty good. You beat 14.
3. 7. 9. 9.
Oh my goodness. Again,
Captain Maths over here. Add 3 small numbers together very slowly and see what you get.
One more than me, I should think.
I'm glad that you decided, for the sake of audio, that you're going to roll your dice onto your hard clipboard instead of the nice soft surface. It's good.
Yeah, well, it proves that we actually are rolling the dice.
Everybody likes a dice roll noise.
Yeah,
we certainly do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Going to be him.
It is going to be him. So there's not much left of him. You've made a terrible mess of him, but there's a little bit left. He's still
nothing
lurching around.
Him.
He's still not alive.
Yeah, he's still not alive, actually, yeah. Mm. So who was next?
I think it's him.
He is next.
Yep.
Okay, well, he's going to take another swing at Bruce. So what have we got?
You roll this one,
yeah.
Or the one in your hand if it's a d20, yeah.
Okay, we've got a 10, which I think is probably a miss.
Swing and a miss.
So swing and a miss, he's undead and he's in near bits, so yeah.
Near bits.
Okay.
Right, finish him, Elvis.
Well, I will. I'll certainly give it a go. Are you okay with me firing Ray of Frost into combat?
Yeah!
Good. Yay, I hit AC of 19.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to do 4 points of damage.
Okay, well, he freezes very, very quickly. He sort of takes on a distinctly crinkly, frosty-covered appearance.
Nice.
And topples onto his side, dead.
Nice.
Oh, not that guy. Oh, wait, that's good.
That's good, isn't it?
Mm.
He's hit the deck.
That's me listening. That's the sound of me listening.
Okay, that's you listening.
The charade gesture of putting finger upwards and then cupping ear. That's what that means.
Okay, yeah. Can I make the charade, or I need to get another drink?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, can we like pause the thing?
Oh, all right. Where's the charade?
It's two lines.
Okay. Can I have some kind of perception check to hear if there's anything else?
Yes, you can. Go ahead.
I've done quite well on that because that's 20 total.
Okay. You can hear nothing more in the cellar, but you can distantly hear voices. One of them is Gunther's voice, and one of them is a woman.
Oh.
Can I make out what's being said?
No, you can't, but since you've done quite well on your perception, there seems to be quite a, not exactly an argument, but a heated conversation going on up there.
What does one do with re-corpsified undead? Does one burn them, Bruce?
I would probably burn them.
Sure, I heard a song about you dealing with the undead.
Quite possibly.
Something about a boner?
Bruce
the Unbiggened and his boner.
Yeah, it's an epic struggle.
Right.
Me and the boner.
Right.
Tis a lovely country ballad.
Right, okay, good. I thought so. Sorry, I've thrown myself off with that idiocy.
Well, I went a-wandering far away from home, and yet I was troubled by a great big bone. Something like that? That's my Chaucer voice as well. Chaucer to be Buna. Yes.
It's been a wealth of good voices.
I can't think of Chaucer anymore without thinking of Paul Bettany.
Oh, no, that's no bad thing.
Yeah.
He's not how I imagined Chaucer, I've got to say, as an aside.
No.
I think I see Chaucer as more kind of like Merlin Danny from Dyer? Excalibur.
Oh.
Danny Dyer! Oh, I want to see hear a song about our night. Yeah, like that. Yeah, Canterbury. The slag. Does he actually talk like that? I don't know. No. I don't ever hear that.
Who's Chaucer or Danny
Dyer? Either. I've never heard either.
Yes, I've
never seen in the same room either.
That's
or
true.
In the same horse parade.
In the same horse.
Well, no, I don't mean that panto. I mean, like, you know, the same group of horsemen.
Now, I'm usually against panto, but I would watch the hell out of a panto that had Danny Dyer and Chaucer as the pantomime horse. I am in.
Yeah, I think that would be absolutely brilliant, wouldn't it? I think that would be brilliant. Because between the horse saying, "You slag!" and farting,
yes,
it would be a highly entertaining evening.
A berry has been dropped.
Ah, brilliant, yeah.
Danny of the Dyer. We've gone totally gibberish.
We have now.
Right.
So.
Edit that in.
I can't hear any. What do you mean edit in? I just leave it if it.
That's the one, keep it.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. I cannot hear any more undead. However, I can hear raised voices of Gunther and a lady back in the bar.
I think we should go and have a listen and see what's going on, Master Bruce.
Tangerine. But wait. You're Master Bruce.
Yeah, so I think we should go up and have a listen, quiet-like.
This might be the only door, so I'm going to... Oh, he did lock the door behind us, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
But we could go and listen.
Yes, at the door.
And I could think about seeing whether I could use Mage Hand to try and open the door.
The door is behind the bar, isn't it?
Well, do you want me to draw you a picture of this? It's not very important. But
do it with words.
Well, the thing is, we might be able to ease the door open without them seeing us.
You could. It's basically not in the same room. You've got the...
It was round the back.
Yes, and then you've got the pub. Corner. Right. Okay. And that would be the bar, and then you have to imagine that...
We have to imagine, except Toby's drawing
right,
the picture.
Okay.
Right, so this is the entrance to the pub. That's the sort of substance of the pub. There's the bar, and then the corridor sort of goes out there, and that's the stairs.
Oh, so is that the door? The door is actually hidden from the bar?
Yes, you wouldn't be able to see it.
Oh, right,
so we... Okay. It is behind the bar, but it's behind the wall behind the bar.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm not very clear on that.
No, that's fine. I thought it was like a little hatch behind the bar.
No, sorry.
Okay. Well, we'll creep up to the door, and it can't be unbolted from this side unless El Bizzle de Grand does something.
Well, I've got Mage Hand.
You have got Mage Hands.
Which is a spectral floating hand appearing within 30 foot.
I just thought it was very clean hands. Well-kept nails.
Well, that too. So I can control the hand, I can manipulate objects, I can open an unlocked door or container. I suppose the only argument that you could put to it is how much control can I have if I can't see it?
You can probably sort of have mage wandering hands. Kind of
when you're a celebrity, you can do whatever you want.
That's right.
The thing is, though, this is all olden times, so there's probably some gaps in the door you can see through anyway.
You want to be careful in case, say, a gang of adventurers get angry about that and come after you.
Yes.
And if you try and grab them by the posse.
How laboured much.
Try it hard. It's on my notes.
Was it worth it?
I'm working from a script here, man.
Was it worth it? I will do Mage Hand then, and it is...
You have a mage's hands.
Yes. And I will send it ghostly, like, through the door.
Okay.
Presumably on the other side I can...
Yes, it's just
like you say,
bolt.
Having a bit of a fumble and open the bolt. I'll keep concentrating on it as well, because... as long as I concentrate on it, I can control it and manipulate it.
Well, that's fair enough. Keep concentrating on it.
I can slap people and things.
Awesome.
I can't actually.
Does that mean
there's no attack with it? Or
if you cast Mage Hands, can you see through walls effectively?
No.
No.
That's why I was asking if it was
okay. Yeah, okay. So you've seen the door before. You know where the bolt is. So you cast Mage Hands. Okay.
Yeah, so... Hand vanishes if it's ever more than 30 feet away and it lasts for a minute.
That's fine. Okay, well, you find the bolt fairly easily and pull it back. It makes the standard clacking noise of a bolt. And there you are.
Cool. Well, the mage hand, whilst it's still here, will just rest on my shoulder unless I think of something smarter to do with it in the meantime.
Da-da-da.
Exactly. Let us go back to the bar. I'm not sneaking.
No, fair enough.
Oh, you're just going to walk brazenly out, are you?
Well,
you're not going to hang back and have a little listen to what's going on.
We
say loudly in the corridor.
Let's listen, please, guys!
Yeah. I have no real cares for whatever tittle-tat they may be talking. But if Bruce suggested it earlier...
Let's have a listen.
In which case, I just stand there impatiently.
I shall...
But I'll be listening. I'll be listening.
With his big elfy ears.
Oh, yes.
So I'm going to
because eavesdropping.
I'm awful good, apparently.
Oh, right. Okay.
Whereas I'm chaotic good.
All right. Well, you're going to swivel your large ears in the direction of the.
I'm not eavesdropping. I just haven't made myself known.
Right. But yeah.
Okay.
You didn't want to interrupt anybody.
You haven't announced that you're lawful good, so you don't have to do that.
My perception roll that I've just made is of a 16.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to try and listen to them.
I assume perception is the most sensible thing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What is perception? Plus
it's under P.
20.
Oh, bloody hell.
It's the guilt that makes you listen really well. You're like, oh, we shouldn't be listening, but I'm going to. Why I'm so naughty. A little bit neutral, even.
Facial expression there of Owen portraying Alice dabbling in the world of the neutral good was really quite exciting.
I was going for a little bit Kenneth Williams.
Yeah.
It was a little bit Kenneth. I was thinking Kenneth Williams.
There we go, Willow the Wisp.
Sorry, did I time that wrong? Are you all right there?
Yeah, I was having a drink then.
You were having a drink then.
It is dangerous around Toby.
Yeah, okay, right. Right.
So.
Okay, Okay, you can hear Gunther and the Mystery Lady talking.
I think I've seen them live.
Gunther and the Mystery Lady. Yeah, great first album. Yeah. Okay. Yes, Gunther says, well, I mean, they should be dealing with it right now. I just send them down there. I mean, it seemed like a good idea. The woman said, all right, well, fine. But, you know, we've got to deal with this. It's not just, you know, we've got to get rid of these things. It's not any good just leaving them in the bloody cellar, is it now? Even they do clear it out. You sure you can trust these people? Oh, yeah, absolutely. They're great guys. They go from the old days. They're top guys. These are experts, I'm telling you. Experts.
Top men.
Right.
I'm going to send the mage hand back because I've just remembered it and locked the door. But this time, because I'm bored, I'm going to make the mage hand do it really loudly.
Okay. Good plan.
Oh!
Good plan. Okay. Sudden silence. And Gunther says, guys?
Oh, hi.
Is that you?
Hi. And I'm going to stroll out into the bar.
Nicely done.
Done, Gunther. Sorted out.
Nicely
Those done. Undead people will no longer be a trouble to you.
Excellent.
Or your lady friend. Hello.
Okay.
Perhaps a priest for proper last rites? Is that a
yeah, I guess human that's a thing? That's the thing. Okay, well, okay. In the bar, Gunther is standing there looking slightly less worried than before.
Mm-hmm.
Lounging against a table, not looking particularly bothered by it, is a rather tired-looking elf woman. She looks about 35.
all of a sudden, Elvis on the bands here.
Greetings. I too am an elf.
Well, this changes everything.
I have pointy ears too. Yes.
She can hardly be aloof anymore, can I? Because she's as aloof.
You can out-loof each other.
Yeah. Aloof off.
Yeah. Yes.
Sorry, Dave.
All right. No, that's fine. She has black curly hair and is wearing a leather cuirass of the sort favoured by the mercenary fraternity and has a sword strapped to her side. Mm. At the moment, her arms are folded and she looks just rather tired rather than actually worried by anything.
A little haughty.
Gunther said, well, yes, a little haughty but rather run down at the same time. Yuck. Gunther says, oh, hi, guys. Okay, great. Well done, everybody. That's brilliant. This is my friend Flora, who has just dropped by at this very moment.
Greetings, Flora. It is very nice to meet you.
Hello.
And what do you do here?
I just sort of dropped by to see how Gunther was getting on and realised that he got himself into trouble again. But it sounds like you guys have sorted it out.
We have.
You're right, Bruce.
Yeah, sorry, a bit of wind.
Second wind.
Yeah. yes, there were some ex-mercenaries in your basement.
And are they...
they are...
Double ex-mercenaries now?
Re-dead.
Re-dead.
Re-deaded.
Proper dead mercenaries.
Yeah.
Double dead.
The good sort.
Yeah. They're back to zero rather than minus on their life scale.
But we heard arguing, so we thought we had better leave them rather than doing sensible things with them.
Yeah, that's right. Gunther says, yes, we were having a little bit of a discussion. Things were a little bit difficult at the moment with the watch being a little bit paranoid, you might say. We need to shift these guys.
Well, Flora, it's a good thing you have reason to manoeuvre large items in and out of your establishment, then?
Yeah. The dead revenant storage facility is pretty hot here.
No, I mean that barrels come and go on a daily basis.
Flora says, yeah, fair point, actually. Did you see the door at the back of the cellar?
No. We didn't.
There's a hatch. We could get these guys out the back. That might be an idea.
Stick him in a barrel, roll him away.
Mm.
He says, good plan. I like it.
That's why.
Did she do the
yes.
gun fingers?
Gun fingers.
She's
crossbow fingers, let's be
precise. She's become humanized.
She's become tainted.
Oh no! Another good elf, solid.
Hand crossbow fingers.
Is this when you call an extermin artist? No, she'll not let the heretics live.
I don't think she's a very high elf.
Low elf.
One of those elves.
And wait till you hit the hobbit's weed.
Yes.
So, good. Well, that's not work for men of our calibre.
I don't mind doing it.
Sorry, it's the language difficulty. Men of my calibre. Sorry. And when I say men, obviously, elves. So, when I say that's not work for men of our calibre, what I meant is that's not something I'm going to do.
They look at Bruce. So.
Yeah, I'm happy to do it.
Gunther says, I told you Bruce was a great guy. Elbizzle, he's a great guy too, but in a slightly different way.
Of course, I do have a new spell I was going to try out.
Look, says Flora, let's just shift these guys, all right? We can get them out into the street, stick them in a cart, everything will be fine.
Have you got a shovel?
What the hell did you do to them?
Have you seen the size of this man's sword?
It's on my back. I'll turn round.
That's what he did to them.
Okay, right, you made a mess.
He's still got bits of detritus. Half frozen
gourd.
For some reason, I imagine it's got a hat on it. It's been like stuck halfway up the blade.
I'm just imagining.
For some reason.
Whose hat? One of the people we've just killed.
He was wearing like a big sort of...
sombrero.
No, you know Weird Al in the Amish video?
Yes.
It's got one of those hats on it.
Right.
When you said the hat, I was thinking that you had the handle of the sword protruding over your shoulder, a little gnome hat stuck on the side of the handle.
Its own little hat.
Possibly with a little face drawn on it. So it's like, a little face sticking over your shoulder.
Because that's what very plausible.
Yeah, that is entirely feasible, I think. Okay, right. So, yes. Flora says, okay, right. So, you guys are going to help with this.
Yeah.
Get these guys out.
Yeah.
Because I do actually need... Well, let's shift them anyway.
Yeah, easy.
Sure you're going to enjoy it.
Okay. Right.
I'll go in a supervisory
You're going to approach a supervising man. Okay. Right. Okay, guys, let's get down to the bottom. I've got the keys here. Okay, he leads the way back to the cellar.
Would suggest that we listen at the door.
Okay. Yep.
Rather than outside.
Just because.
Roll.
I don't remember the last time I read a book about undead.
Perception time?
No. I can't hear from back here. Who's
got,
near the door?
I am. 19 right. As I put my ear to the door.
You've scored well for perception there, young man.
Yeah.
Okay, you hear nothing at all.
Okay. Click. And then I open the door.
You put a shotgun and shell in the mouth.
It's an Alan classic. And then I do the thing. I love it.
Oh, it was brilliant.
That.
Okay. Sorry. Okay, you return to the cellar. Okay, the undead guys are very much where you left them.
Good.
In that many parts. They're not actually carved into pieces. They're just in a bad state.
Yeah.
So yeah.
At least I froze that one.
Yeah. You chilled him. Okay, so Gunther says, okay, can you give us a hand with this?
Yeah. I pick up the shovel.
Nice one. Okay, well, together with Gunther, you managed to get the first undead dude back over to underneath the hatch.
Yeah.
The hatch is actually quite difficult to spot. It's the sort of standard thing you get in a large pub to get barrels in. Yeah, exactly. Right, you dump him down and Gunther opens the hatch.
Has it got some kind of dumb waiter then?
Well, he's got Alid.
Wap wow!
Yeah. It's just sort of beer delivery hatch.
Yeah, but how do you get the barrels? You don't just drop the barrels in, do you?
No, it's got little snaps. What do you call them, like?
Winch.
That's what I'm asking about, yeah. Is it effectively got a little uppy downy? Obviously,
a lift, but sort of, what do you call them, slats that you can roll the barrels down.
A ramp.
A ramp.
Got ya.
High-tech stuff, then.
I'd like to remind anybody listening that I've got a word thing coming out quite soon, okay? It's got a lot of words.
By my word thing.
By my word thing.
I know all the best words.
I know I have the best words.
I thought this is a fantasy setting and you're throwing things in like ramps.
Like, that's sci-fi, surely. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
A ramp.
Right.
I was thinking, yes.
I know exactly what you mean. You mean a ramp that's actually made of just two bars so that the barrel rolls down it.
Yes. Yeah. I've communicated with a human. This is great.
The pitch helped.
Yeah.
And the word ramp. Really, that really sealed the deal.
Yes.
Okay, good.
So are we putting these guys in a barrel?
Is that your plan?
That was what I suggested, yeah, but yeah, I'm not lifting a corpse. Yeah. I think that much has been established. I'm being snooty about it.
Okay.
So we put them in a barrel, but easy to transport and less suspicious. Less obvious. Just like, what are those people doing? Oh, they're getting some barrels out.
Of a pub.
Versus, what are those folks doing? Oh, they're getting some dismembered corpses out of a cellar. I don't know which one sounds more suspicious.
Gunther says, I like the way this guy works, okay?
He's That's good. My plan from upstairs in the bar. Oh, that's what I said to you.
This is a classic.
I got gun fingers and everything.
A classic Bruce the Mighty plan.
Shut up.
Flora says, are you sure these are the people? Really sure? Gunther says, okay. He demonstrates that there is an empty cask and you can easily stuff these guys.
Yeah. It's big enough.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not going to object. So
they're not going to kick off, I don't think. No, they're going economy class. Okay. So, yeah, you're going to stuff them in. All right. Well, with the three of you managed to get it to stuff these dead dudes into a cask whilst El Bizzle summons through his spell book and admires his mage hand.
Yeah, I've got better ways of doing this, but I'm not going to do them. Because physical labour is hilarious to me.
Okay, you stuff the barrels end back on, whatever the technical term for that is, the roundy hubcap bit.
End.
The end.
Lid?
Manhole?
Manhole. Well, it is now.
Oh, exactly.
No thanks. Okay. No. And Flora the Elf says, do you want to give us a hand pushing this then?
Of course.
Okay. Right. So, you're going to push it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got athletics.
He can push it on his own. He's strong as an ox.
I think between the four of you, you will probably get the barrel out.
Yeah.
It may take a little work, but yeah. Yeah.
A barrel with
two corpses.
Oh, it's a massive barrel with two corpses. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No,
it's a big ass barrel. Okay. All right.
Okay, good.
You managed to push the big ass barrel out of the hatch.
Nice. Yes.
Okay. And it is now in the road.
Okay, I'm sure that one of us would try to be in front of it to ensure that there was nobody in the street.
Okay.
But if that's not possible because of the size of the barrel.
No, there. I think you can probably nip out as just it comes up. The street is deserted for the moment.
Right.
You can hear the town sort of going about its business, but not in any particularly sort of exciting way.
I forgot this is still daytime as
well. Yeah, it's not deathly silent. There is, you know, movement and, you know, sort of sounds, and you can smell smoke.
It's not the normal hubbub.
Exactly. Right, the hubbub is down. It's just a hub.
Gosh.
Okay. All right. So there is a small cart nearby.
That seems like...
Which is the sort of standard cart?
Is it his... Yeah. Is that how he normally...
Gunther says, yeah, that's the card I'd normally use, okay?
Let's use that, then.
All right, let's heave it on.
Roll the barrel.
Okay.
Put the barrel on the cart.
Excellent.
And then we'll lock up the entrance to the pub that we just came through.
Very good plan.
Because we don't want anyone sneaking in.
Okay, Gunther says, okay, I'll deal with the pub from here. I'll close everything up.
Okay.
Marvellous.
Right. Okay, so you're standing in the road with the barrel on the cart.
Yes.
Okay, Flora the Elf says, all right, nice work, everybody. Right, now then, he's shifted those two dead buggers. I could do with a little help.
How are you going to take the cart with the undead on? I mean, getting them out of the pub is good, obviously. But just where are we going with them now?
Good question. We're going to a friend of mine who can deal with this kind of thing.
Okay, good.
And Gunther will bring him along later, but I kind of like it if you came with me. You seem like the right kind of guys for the job I'm thinking of.
I've got a bloody shovel.
Yeah, you bloody have. Nice one. Well done. Well done.
He doesn't get out much.
You're the brains of this operation, right?
I wouldn't even claim that much, but yes.
Okay, you're the elf for this operation.
There you go.
Nice one. Okay. She says, all right, I'll level with you. My boss needs someone from out of the city who hasn't been exposed to whatever is going on here. I could do with a couple of reliable adventurers like yourself.
Sus.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sorry. Yeah, I couldn't work out whether you were beckoning me.
No, yes.
That sounds, yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, I guess Gunther's going to be a bit busy for a while. So, yeah, do you want to come with me? I'll take your turn.
Who is your boss?
A guy called Maximilian. He's an alchemist.
That's a name you can trust.
Certainly is. Well, I think it is. Yeah, he seems all right.
A mixologist, eh?
Yeah.
That doesn't mean what you think it means.
Well, he makes fancy drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an alchemist, isn't it?
Kind of.
I'll draw you a picture later.
Yeah.
It's fine. We'll draw you a picture.
Don't ask him, right? Just don't ask him. Okay.
Right. Okay, so where does this alchemist...
A little bit further up the hill.
Let's go. Let's go. We're down.
All right. Okay.
So I throw a flaming torch into the bar as we leave then. That's the plan, isn't it?
But you don't look back.
Luckily, the doors are closed. No. Yeah,
that's why you don't look back, because you don't realise that one of the other of us is snubbing it out quickly on the floor.
Stamping on it. Okay.
That's just something he does.
Fool.
You know that phrase, you can never go home? It's literally true in his case.
Because
he burns
them. You're a bloody fool.
I don't know where he keeps getting those burning torches from.
It's burning
torches. He didn't have any wood.
Okay. Right, so you're going to follow her.
We'll go with her.
Okay. Box text. box text. Okay.
Except you wrote it. Did you put it in a box?
No, but I could draw one.
Draw it.
It's equivalent to box text.
Okay, cool.
Happy now!
Like you wouldn't believe.
Paper cut my face.
Did you really?
Felt like it. I don't think I have actually. I'm not leaking blood. I nearly paper cutted my face with a satchel and a tube train earlier, but let's just skip that.
I feel like, no, you didn't, because that wouldn't be a paper cut.
No, it'd be a satchel cut.
Satchel on a train cut.
Satchel on a train.
Which is another thing.
I think Samuel Jackson was in that.
Was he?
Yeah, satchel on a train. It's kind of a low... I think I made a bigger budget remake make a bit later. All right.
It's not Gone with the Wind, you think, of?
Yeah, that one.
Careful.
Yeah. Floor leads you through the city to a grand half-timbered mansion further up the hill. The little garden at the front of the house is overgrown with plants that you don't recognise. Smoke pours from the chimney and there is a strange chemical tang to the air. Floor takes out a key and opens the front door. The door opens to reveal a large, dimly lit room, hall, which is full of alchemical gear. As you walk in, you can see that the hall, and presumably the rest of the house, has been effectively converted to a laboratory. Racks of bottles line every room. The large tables are covered with alembics and pages of notepaper. Several impressive-looking tomes are open on tables.
Mm-hmm.
You follow Flora into a room at the back of the house, presumably the sitting room. A small man, his 60s, comes forward to meet you from the back of the room. He has white hair and neat little spectacles. His clothes look expensive, but his sleeves are rolled up and his front is protected by a leather apron.
Mm.
Hello, he says. Flora's, you must be the people that Flora mentioned, or...
Yes, I am Bruce the Mighty.
Ah, right, okay.
You may have heard of me. I'm a local folk hero.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear it.
Everywhere he goes.
Amazing. And you are?
El Bizarre.
El Bizzle. Two elves. Goodness me. That's fantastic.
Just one.
No, no, I meant your Flora as well. Right? Yes, sure, yeah. Yes, yes.
Purcell. What's her name?
Flora.
Flora.
Oh. That's not even the margarine.
I love that you assume there's that much logic in Alan's thought processes. I feel like you know him well enough to know that's not the case. And you must be Maximilian.
I am Max, please. Welcome. I would say welcome to my home, but it's a bit of a mess at the minute.
Well, thank you very much for welcoming us, Max, please.
You couldn't even get through that line, could you?
It's a shame the undead will finish because there has to be much groaning, but yeah. It's a lovely village.
I'm so funny.
You are a genius.
Oh dear, I apologise.
That's quite all right, says Max. Max, please. As you can see, I'm an alchemist, not an adventurer, which is why I've hired Flora. Originally, I must admit, just as a bodyguard, but as time has gone on and things have got more difficult, as kind of an assistant in what I'm trying to do here. As you can see, I'm rather busy in research. I've spent the last couple of weeks full on trying to figure out what the problem is in High Point. He points to a massive tome on a lectern at the end of the room.
Is that book's fault?
It's that book, yeah.
It means book, Bruce. Book. Yeah.
Wow. Yes, that book indeed, the one you're pointing at, yes, and dribbling towards. I've been looking into a few of these old books, and I've found, well, not exactly a cure, but what I think might be the recipe to the beginning of one. The history of High Point suggests, as far as I can tell, that about 300 years ago something similar happened here, but much worse. Over half of the citizens were killed outright, and those who survived barely fought off the risen dead. That was said to have been caused, according to what I've read, by a necromancer invoking a terrible spell. The so-called Black Rubric of Gammonsack.
What?
That's what they call it.
Mick Rubik.
The Black Rubric.
The Black Rubric of Hackensack.
Gammonsack.
Gammonsack.
The equivalent, yes.
Okay.
Yes. It seems that whoever cast this dreadful spell has returned to the city, but his powers are weaker than before. We must act quickly, I think, before he can perfect the spell and destroy the entire population. My research has told me that we can counteract the effects of the Black Rubric. We will need, however, certain things, of which I have none.
Do what you need this jade statue of the frog that I have.
Sorry, Bruce. No, not right now.
He's just
clearly just started rummaging through his backpack. Like, how about this? No, Bruce, just listen to the man.
Bruce, nice. I don't think I need that. Is that a frog?
It is a frog.
It's pure jade.
Yes.
A jade frog? No, I don't think I need
it's
a jade
frog.
It's
very valuable, Bruce, but probably not to an alchemist. Mm. I'll explain it to you later when we've got that paper and I can draw you the picture.
Okay.
I think, leaving aside the jade frog for a minute, but thank you very much, that was very kind. My research has suggested me we need four things. Firstly, I believe we need a staff made of ironwood. Ironwood is only found in certain glades which are precious to the wood elves, but Flora here has contacts who may be able to help with that. Secondly, we will need the blessing of someone truly virtuous to counteract the threat of undeath, a true enemy of the undead.
This guy.
Yeah, but probably not, Bruce.
Jade Frogman. We'll think about that. Thirdly, we require a large quantity of scorpion dust, which Flora and I will arrange. And finally, we will need to infiltrate the lair of Necromancer himself, if we can locate it. And for that, we will need a very special sort of assistant. But more of that later. Last month, a paladin passed through the city. She was from an obscure order called the Cordelians, who hunt down the living dead. Ironically, Flora tells me, she left High Point just before our troubles began.
However, coincidentally.
Interesting.
Bit of both, I should think. However, I've heard that she is headed north to head out, clear out a band of cultists from the ruins of Goran Manor. Now, I've heard this all rather third hand, so I don't know the details or who these cultists are exactly. But what I can tell you for certain is that she has not returned. What I need is someone to go up there and see if she is around.
She's your high virtue, is she?
Precisely.
Okay.
A person who may be able to turn the undead.
Great.
So I would, what I'm proposing here is that you two head up there. It's about probably a day, 2 days' ride. And see if she is still alive.
Yeah. Okay. Seems fine to me.
Yep.
Can we take the car?
I thought that was going to be a much more difficult sell. The cart?
Yeah.
Flora, he looks a little bit confused, and Flora says,
It's
a friend's cart. Yeah. It's kind of a bit full at the moment.
I mean, no, Bruce. Just no.
Oh.
Try not to think of the first... Like, I know we all have these things that come into our mind, but many of us just don't say the first thing. Have a little bit of think. Mm. So maybe the second thing that came into your mind was maybe that you and I both need a horse.
Oh.
And neither of us have a horse.
No, we don't.
So that's going to be part of our bill, isn't it?
Yes.
We need somebody to get us horses. So that would be... Okay, so think it through.
Okay.
And then start speaking.
Okay. Can we have some horses?
Flora looks at Max and says, don't worry, they do this. They do this all the time. Max just says, okay, yes, we can get some horses together, yes. Yeah, that's fine. Or you can ride around in a cart. I really am not that worried.
The details are for us to establish.
I think the travel aspect is very much in your camp.
Lovely.
All I need you to do is to go up there and see if the paladin is still alive. If not, I'd like you to recover her holy sign.
So, as an alchemist,
yes,
with an understanding of the undead,
yes,
do you have anything that would be an aid to us doing this, such as alchemist's fire? Because I understand the undead are particularly affected by heat and fire. So if you had something like that,
let me have a look
with us.
I'll see what I can find.
Obviously, yes, going to facilitate our efforts.
Very smart idea. You're right, Flora. They are astute.
Good. Yeah. We can. That's a good idea.
Excellent. And at that point, I am going to drop the curtain on the first episode.
Woo! We made it.
Yay.
We got a new mission.
Yeah. Excellent.
Nice.
We probably haven't got enough experience to get level 3, though.
You didn't do anything, did we?
No.
We killed those dudes who were already dead.
Yeah.
I met a lady.
Cool.
All right.
Exciting.
I'll be sending around a feedback form shortly.
Is it?
They do that.
Who are you sending it to?
You do it.
Oh, us. Okay, yeah. Sorry.
All the official listeners.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that seems more
that
useful.
That means I don't get one, because I don't think I'm official.
I don't
think
you are father of the podcast.
Oh, that, okay.
You even have a beard.
Do you not even have a number?
I don't know. I don't think I do have a number.
I can check for you.
Zeus.
Unless I'm listener zero.
That's me.
Oh, are you
listener zero?
I'm official listener zero.
I have a number, don't I?
12.
12, right. I was a bit slow on the uptake.
You didn't really want to... Yeah,
I didn't want to participate until...
No, until it was established as a thing.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Cool. Thank you very much, Tobes.
Cheers, Tobes. That was great.
Fun. I'm
going to put my head in the table and giggle for half an hour now.
Yeah, that's what we've been doing the last half hour.
Yeah.
I think that Bruce is actually more intelligent than I've been playing him.
I like it.
Because he's slightly above average intelligence.
Yeah, no. He's no idiot.
But he's not very... He's got below average charisma.
Right, okay.
Which I don't understand how he's a folk hero. If he's got low charisma.
You just
do... Ugly Bruce, savior of the peasants.
You just do amazing things occasionally.
Yeah.
He's a man of the people. He's even got boils like the people. That's how it works.
Yeah. Apparently, I have an ability here where I can hide with commoners.
What, in like a cupboard or something?
Like sardines.
Yeah, so yeah. Like, what, these people are after me, hide me, and I can just jump in the commoners. And,
I mean, you're rough looking. It is what Toby said about boys then.
Yeah, I think you just stand in the back pack of commoners while they're under.
He is covered in mud like the rest of us.
He is the king.
Definitely not.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's probably what that is, actually. Or it is like Assassin's Creed, that there's like a mob of them and you just stand in the middle of them and you're so filthy.
And all the guards going, where's he gone? When he's standing right next to you. Good times.
We'll put that out somewhere.
Awesome.
And then we'll do another one and people could tune in. Cool. Or not. And if you want to get in touch with us, you can.
Yeah.
And radiosharades@gmail.com is the easy way.
Yes.
But there is also the twits. Twitters. At R Charades.
Yeah.
And at Isambard Smith.
Yeah.
And at Toffee Jedi.
Yeah, for some reason.
Awesome.
Do you want to be contactable? Or do I need to edit that back out?
That's fine.
We love Bruce. I know what Twitter's like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very massive Twitter fan club. Very positive. Yeah. Very positive.
It is a very positive place. Very positive place. Unless you're a bastard. Yes.
Unless you're a bastard. Well, okay. Yeah. Fine. All right. Right. Let's sign off.
Yeah. Okay. It's been fun.
Yeah, it's good.
Bye, everyone.
Goodbye, buddy.
Bye.